listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast with your host, MJ. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Before I get to the rest of today's episode, I'd like to give my traditional shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. I just picked up the new Zendikar Rising pre-constructed commander decks, and I have to say, they look amazing. I'm already hard at work trying to build the Anawan Ruin Thief deck and make it really something. So if you're interested in getting the Zendikar Rising pre-constructed decks, sealed products, or anything related to Magic the Gathering, always make sure to buy from your local game store first. You can find Guardian Games at ggportland.com. The topic of today's episode hinges on all of the controversy that has occurred the last few days over Wizards of the Coast's decision to release a Secret Lair product on The Walking Dead, an AMC television show, and how this could potentially impact not only their distribution of cards going forward, but also the impact of those cards on not only the Magic player and the communities that these cards could potentially affect, but also the concepts behind the cards themselves and the unique mechanics that they contain. I'm not going to go into the morality of the decisions based on the cards. I have never seen anything more than the pilot of The Walking Dead. I don't know anything about the show. And I know that other content creators have done a much better job explaining why these cards can and probably will be a problem, and why they have been a problem for the last couple of days throughout the Magic community. I'm not going to attempt to broach the morality of the decisions that Wizards of the Coast has made, or really dig into the Secret Lair products more. I just wanted to discuss the concept of unique mechanics in Secret Lair cards, and try to give my case for the reason why I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. A big part of the issue regarding the fear of missing out, the FOMO, as you may have seen it on social media or wherever you consume your Magic content, a lot of creators have pointed out that there are some issues with these new Walking Dead Secret Lair cards, in the fact that Wizards of the Coast has mentioned that these cards are now going to be legal in the Eternal formats, that is Legacy, Vintage, and, of course for me, Commander. And a lot of them, well, all of the cards, frankly, do very differing things than we've seen before with Commanders. Obviously, I'm also not going to go into the whole Vorthos, the lore of here of trying to explain that The Walking Dead is somehow connected with Magic. Again, that's another subject I do not want to broach today. I'm just talking about the mechanics. But each of the cards that has been released, which I believe is four or five in all now, each of them has a unique mechanic to them that is specific to that specific card. And a lot of outrage over this has come up with the fact, or has included the fact, that not only do these cards potentially break the color pie, the strengths and weaknesses of each color that Wizards has determined over the years, but also that releasing cards with unique mechanics in a Secret Lair product like this, which could be prohibitively expensive and is not available in all countries or jurisdictions that Magic products are typically available in, how this could be a serious problem for the health of the formats. And I'm not necessarily convinced that this is necessarily a bad thing, and I have a couple of reasons for this. First, the whole concept, again, I can't speak for Legacy or Vintage, I can only speak for Commander, but I'm going to make this very clear again on my stance on Commander, is that these cards are not going to break Commander. Again, we've seen a lot of extremely powerful made-for-Commander cards come out over the last couple of years. I'm looking at you, Urza Lord High Artificer from Modern Horizons, who has pretty much broken Mono Blue and, you know, is a top-flight commander in so many respects. But honestly, not any of these cards have really broken Commander, because Commander is a social game. You can effectively sit down with your playgroup, and if you don't really feel comfortable playing with these super powerful cards like Urza, you don't necessarily have to. You don't need to feel like you're stuck playing against those cards. So when I did take a look at these new Walking Dead Secret Lair cards, and while they are mechanically unique, I don't see them necessarily breaking the boundaries of how you play a Commander game, because it's really hard to be able to break those boundaries. Again, I'm not sure if the Rules Committee for the Commander Advisor, or the CAG, the Commander's Advisory Group, what they're talking about. I know that they're probably discussing whether or not these cards should be banned because they're not silver bordered like the My Little Pony cards were a year or two ago. And so these cards will be legal, and I'm not sure if the Rules Committee is going to ban them or not for EDH. But honestly, I'm not really sure if they have to be banned because, again, Commander is a social format, and I don't really see these cards doing anything too broken to the format. Sure, they're good. Sure, they're going to bring a lot of people into the game who may not be fans of Magic but are fans of Walking Dead, and if now you've given them an opportunity to play with some of their favorite characters, potentially, in the Magic the Gathering setting, along with everything that makes this game great. So I don't really see those cards as being so busted that they're going to just destroy the format so that everyone only plays Walking Dead cards. I think the issue that's really been brought up here is the fact that not only will the Secret Lair probably be around $50, which seems pretty typical for the Secret Lairs that have been coming out recently, but also the fact that there are issues with production and there are also issues with distribution. Again, players in Brazil or various other countries are not going to be able to get their hands on these products, and that is obviously a problem. But again, I'm not going to be going into that territory. I'm just talking about the concept. Another reason why I do not believe that unique mechanics in a Secret Lair is a real problem is because it's not like this is the first time that a mechanically unique product or, you know, something unique product has ever been released that is exclusive to a single provider, single outlet. When I used to play Pokemon as a child, I collected what's known as the Birthday Pikachu card. And, you know, it didn't mean a whole lot back then. Sure, you're a kid and, hey, this is the greatest card ever, because basically what it does is that there's a attack that the Birthday Pikachu has that can only technically be activated if it's your birthday. And this is something where if you didn't, I don't quite remember exactly where I got the card, so don't quote me on that. But the point is that you could, in theory, only really be able to use that card for its special purpose on your birthday. And it was available in a very limited print run, and the card's worth $60 now, and I just uncovered it the other day while looking through some of my old cards. And the point is that I don't really see the Secret Lair Walking Dead being any different than this Birthday Pikachu, because both of them are mechanically unique. I do not believe that Pokemon has ever had a similar effect to the Birthday Pikachu throughout its history, and I know Magic definitely has not had the same effect throughout its history. But a lot of the things that the Walking Dead cards do, or at least are somewhat similar, kind of fall in the template of other Magic cards. Again, I'm not going to really go into that too much, but I mean, yes, they do break the color pie in some ways, but in other ways, they don't necessarily break the template of a Magic card, all things considered. But really, the fact is that you have the unique mechanics that are limited to those cards. But I guess I really have a hard time seeing how that's necessarily a gigantic problem, because we already have cards that a lot of people can't really purchase in all of these formats. I mean, effectively, to me as a budget player, I feel the Mana Crypt is effectively a card that I can't have just because I don't want to spend $100 on a piece of cardboard. Again, this is the same for Gaia's Cradle, all the powerful cards that cost a ton of money. And again, So in a way, this almost feels like a way that certain people who want to pay the money can have fun the way they want to have fun. And really, that's the point of Commander here. I don't really see these cards being anything that's going to really break into Legacy or Vintage. Honestly, I could be wrong. I've never played either format. But the point is that just knowing what I know about those formats from people who I know have played these things, that I'm not necessarily sure that these Walking Dead cards are going to break those formats. And as far as Commander is concerned, like I said earlier, there's no real way that you can break the game. I mean, there are obviously is a ban list from the Rules Committee that has determined which cards are absolutely no fun to play against. But on the other hand, I don't really see the need for a ban for these cards just because they're mechanically unique. Sure, the Birthday Pikachu card that I mentioned earlier probably isn't legal for anything beyond kitchen table play, but I think that's the whole point of EDH, is the fact that you can play pretty much any card you want as long as your playgroup is fine with it. So yes, those cards really break the format in a lot of ways. They kind of break the template of Magic in their own way. They break the color pie, which for a lot of people, and I understand this, is a serious problem. And again, there are a whole host of other issues regarding the choice of characters and regarding some of the ramifications there, as well as the potential for the storylines getting mixed up where now these cards are legal, so does The Walking Dead now canon in a wizard in Magic's history and vice versa. And again, I'm really not looking at that. I really just wanted to look at the mechanics, and I just don't think it's going to break the format or break anything. I just feel like these are really meant as vanity pieces for people who really want to be able to play with these cards, and I don't really feel like we as creators should really be telling people what they can and can't play for cards. I mean, these cards are being made available. If you want to spend $50 and buy these secret lairs, you should have every right to be able to do so. And honestly, there will probably be some people who never were Magic fans who might be able to come into the game through that as an avenue, and honestly, that seems like a win to me, because Wizards is always looking to try to get new people on board. That's the whole point of the new, like, Zendikar Rising Commander decks that I just picked up. I mean, that seems like a pretty good gateway into the format for a lot of new players, and now you're going to potentially get a whole another subset, and also potentially open up other Secret Lair opportunities for other franchises that people really enjoy that maybe you'll be able to get into the format that way, so whether those are silver boarded or not. Again, I'm not sure if it was a good decision to make these cards legal in any format. Again, that does seem like a slippery slope, but the fact is I think Commander is going to be fine with these cards, because you're going to get people in. Sure, people are not going to enjoy these cards, but honestly, I know a lot of decks that have fully legal cards that do absolutely busted things, like Urza, that people are not going to want to play against. So what's different between playing an Urza deck that's optimized and just playing one of these decks because you enjoy the show, you enjoy the characters, you enjoy the mechanics? And I just don't see the whole backlash on that front specifically as being all that bad. Again, people are probably going to crucify me for this, which is unfortunate. Again, just giving my opinion on this, and if other people have a different opinion, that's fine. I'm just discussing that the mechanics here aren't necessarily the most broken thing I've ever seen, and I feel like that backlash may be a little bit overblown in that way. The last thing I wanted to talk about today was the whole concept of the Secret Lair project that Wizards of the Coast has been working on. I personally haven't bought any of the Secret Lairs. I'm not really chomping at the bit to, and I really don't see a whole lot of reason for me, especially, to buy these cards when I can buy much more functional versions of a lot of these cards much cheaper than the Secret Lair versions. But I'm not going to tell anyone, my listeners or any friends or anyone else, that they should not be buying the Secret Lairs just because Wizards has made one or two decisions. Again, these are vanity pieces, just like collector's boosters, just like any premium product that Wizards has released, and I really don't feel like I should be the one to tell people that they can't buy something just because it's expensive. Again, if they want to, it's their money. If they want to spend it on something, then they can go right ahead. I did, I guess, for a moment, kind of consider potentially doing the Yargle Secret Lair, just because it was quite funny. Yargle is obviously a very meme-worthy card, and I really think it'd be funny to have five cards with Yargle on them, potentially in a five-color Yargle deck. I do have a copy of Yargle. I've never used it, but again, it's kind of funny. And I've always really enjoyed the card. I did enjoy seeing Adam Savadan use Yargle in at least one episode of Friday Night Paper Fights over on Loading Ready Run. If you want to look that up, you can find them at LRR on Twitter, I believe. I'm not quite sure, but yeah, just look it up. I really enjoyed that episode, and definitely enjoy Yargle. But the point is that I don't think Secret Lairs necessarily need to be removed here just because of maybe one serious oversight on Wizards' part. There are, again, some morality issues coming up with here regarding some of the character decisions. Again, Walking Dead is a TV mature show, so there are extremely mature themes that don't necessarily fit with Magic's ethos. And again, this goes in a whole another conversation regarding a lot of systemic problems throughout Wizards and throughout Magic. And again, I'm not trying to broach on this. I'm just trying to discuss the Secret Lair product as a whole. And I really don't see there being a serious problem with the Secret Lair product in regards to unique and valuable cards. Because again, if these valuable cards really don't have a ton of impact across all the formats, why is there so much vitriol back in regards to the mechanics themselves? I don't see a lot of those cards breaking formats. I just see them being interesting inclusions into the formats for the people who want to play them. I'm not going to play the Walking Dead cards. I'm not interested. Again, I've never seen the show. I'm not interested in the characters or the cards. But, you know, if someone was to slap one of those cards down across the table from me, I guess I really have a hard time saying, hey, you can't play that card. Just because it's potentially silver bordered. I mean, it's one of those things where I feel like it's been a little bit overblown in regards to the mechanics specifically. Just because we've had so many busted cards in the last few years that, honestly, I don't really see these as being way out of line with the rest of those cards. For every one of these Walking Dead commanders, you're going to have an Urza, you're going to have a Muldrotha, you're going to have just some ridiculous commander, an Uro, you know, for standard. And those are perfectly legal. So I guess I don't see much of a problem having these cards in the domain for the people who want to be able to buy them if they so choose. And again, these cards should be made available to everyone. Again, for players in Brazil and other regions where you can't get these Secret Lair products, that's definitely a serious problem. And people down there should be able to have access to these products if they want to. Because, again, if these are your kinds of things, you should be able to have the opportunity to buy them, even if they are mechanically unique. Because, otherwise, I feel like Wizards could potentially have a problem selling the Secret Lairs. Is that you always have to try to find a way to try to break new boundaries, and this definitely seems like an interesting way to try to get Walking Dead fans hooked on Magic, and I don't see a real problem with that. Whether it's legal in all the formats or silver-bordered, I guess it really doesn't matter, because the whole point is you're trying to sell a product. Wizards has a game plan for this, and for good or for ill, they're following through on that. And I feel like we as the consumers have to make a decision whether or not we're going to spend money on that. I'm not going to spend money on it, but honestly, I'm not going to judge anyone who does, because, again, if there was a... I did see a joke on the Big Bang Theory, potentially for a Secret Lair. Again, it was a joke on Twitter. But, you know, that'd be something that I'd be more likely to buy. Or, you know, something Star Trek related. You know, someone like that. Those are things that I enjoy. And, you know, if there was a Secret Lair on cards from that, I might consider buying them. I mean, I probably wouldn't play them around certain playgroups, but I don't know if I would necessarily not buy them. I'd certainly take a look. So, honestly, if it was just about, and if they had unique mechanics to that, I guess I really wouldn't care, because you kind of just enjoy having the cards, and you really should be able to enjoy the cards. You should really be able to play with the cards that you enjoy playing, because that's the whole point of Commander. It's the whole point of Magic. Otherwise, why are we playing? So now I want to hear from you as the listeners. What are your thoughts on the new Secret Lair Walking Dead product? What are your thoughts on Secret Lairs in general? And what are your thoughts about having the fear of missing out, or the concept of Secret Lairs where if you don't buy them during a certain time period, they're gone and you'll never be able to get them again? Let me know by following me on Twitter at MTGInQuarantine, and by listening to my back podcasts on Spotify, Google Casts, and now Apple Podcasts. All right, that about wraps up this episode. You've been listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. I'm your host, MJ. Thanks for listening to me. Have a good one.